for my son. Ritual. We migrate to the front stoop, still in night clothes, to stretch and greet an end of summer sun that peeks over the mountains between tall trees and across rooftops, to kiss his face, to bathe my eyelids. All the leaves, our flowers, and almost every blade of grass leans and reaches with us towards the warmth. He listens for morning sounds, passing cars and buses, cicadas, birds already hard at work. At sunset, we turn down all the lights, put on soft music, move much slowly, whisper, reopen the blinds and let sleep crawl in. He closes his eyes, wrapped in the comfort of darkness, learning that life is what happens in between sunrise and sunset. In the early morning, when his tiny hands clutch their first leaf, it is brown like us. We both smile up at the tree and the invisible wind that sent it. As I hold him tight, I wonder what he knows about seasons, about his arrival, how he gave my father permission to leave. Thank you.
Frank X. Walker, reading his poem Ritual from a 2019 video posted online by the Barry Center. Walker is a professor and poet, the former poet laureate of Kentucky, as well as the co-founder of the Afro-Latchian Poets, a group that's at the center of some upcoming IU Themester events in Bloomington. The purpose of IU's Themester is to engage the community in collective learning about a timely topic, and this year's theme is identity and identification. As part of it, the Afro-Latchian Poets bring us a three-part public program that includes a film screening, a poetry reading, and a panel discussion, as well as a creative writing masterclass conducted by Frank X. Walker. The organizer for these events, Lisa Kwong, who's a new member of the Afro-Latchian Poets, was in the studio recently, recording some of her own work for the Poets Weave. While here, she told me more about the group.
The Afro-Latchian Poets were established in 1991, and they are a collective of diverse writers whose work generally centers on family, identity, place, social justice, and/or history. We are committed to challenging stereotypical notions and definitions of Appalachia. I feel like the national narrative of Appalachia is that it's a poor, white, and backwards place, which is very far from the truth. We're committed to challenging that stereotype and to also important diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts that serve to dismantle institutional racism in our home region. Professor and former Kentucky Poet Laureate Frank X. Walker coined the terms Afro-Latchia and Afro-Latchian and founded the group with other writers of color. Because of their collective's example, I found the courage to claim my own identity of Appalachian because they paved the way. They made it okay to, first of all, change the narrative and to create your own path where there might not be one for you.
That was Lisa Kwong, program organizer for the upcoming IU Themester events with the Afro-Latchian Poets on November 4th and 5th, which include a film screening of Coal Black Voices, a documentary by the Afro-Latchian Poets that offers a glimpse of life in the American Black South and Appalachian regions through images, poetry, and storytelling. That's on November 4th at 6 p.m. at IU Bloomington's Maxwell Hall. On Saturday, November 5th, there's a panel discussion with the Afro-Latchian Poets at 2 p.m., followed by a poetry reading. There's also a writing workshop that morning with Frank X. Walker. All events are free and open to the public, though registration is required for the workshop. More information about all of this is available on the Themester web calendar at events.iu.edu/themesteriub. I'll also include links at wfiu.org/arts. For WFIU Arts, I'm Luann Johnson.